I'm Brian Clark, ABC News, with the President's weekly address.
Before I begin, I want to say a few words about Queen Elizabeth. I just stopped by the British Embassy to sign the condolence book in her honor. I had the opportunity to meet her before she passed, and she was an incredibly gracious and decent woman. And the thoughts and prayers of the American people are with the people of the United Kingdom and the Commonwealth in their grief. Now let me talk about why we're all here. The midterm elections. So I want to be crystal clear about what's at stake in the ballot. Your right to choose is on the ballot. No, this is a fact. These are not — it's not hyperbole, any of this. Your Social Security that you paid for is on the ballot. Look at what they put out. They want to do away with it. They want to every year have to make it decide whether or not it continues or not. Your safety of your kids from gun violence is on the ballot. The survival of our planet is literally on the ballot. Your right to vote, even our democracy, is on the ballot. Look, folks, I believe America's at an inflection point, one of those moments that where everything changes. America has to choose. Are we going to move forward or backwards? Are we going to build the future or obsess about the past? To be a nation of unity and hope and optimism, or a nation of division, violence and hatred? You know, I want to be very clear up front. Not every Republican is a MAGA Republican. Not every Republican embraces the extreme ideology. I know because I've worked with them, and the mainstream Republicans, and there are still a few of them left. But the extreme set of MAGA Republicans has chosen to go backwards, full of anger, violence, hate, and division. And that's what their game is. And together, Democrats, independents, and mainstream Republicans can choose a different path. Forward to a future of unity and hope and some optimism. There's no question it's been a hard few years. But we've come a long way. And it didn't just happen. It took a lot of hard work on your part. It took Democrats delivering, even in the face of unrelenting attacks and powerful special interest. And now, even as our critics are forced to acknowledge real progress, a record of big accomplishments, matched by few administrations in American history. 10 million more new jobs, more than ever created before at this point in the presidency. 3.7% unemployment rate, near a record low in history of this country. Last year, more people applied to start small businesses than any year in the history of the United States of America. A 15% drop in child poverty compared to 2 years ago. More than 220 million people vaccinated. A big reason for all this is the American Rescue Plan that I signed shortly after he took office, with only Democratic votes, because not a single Republican, not a single one, House or Senate, voted for that legislation. We also passed once-in-a-generation investment in our nation's roads, highways, bridges, railroads, ports, airports, water systems, high-speed internet. We got a little help from Republicans, but not a lot, but enough to get it passed. But the truth is, there are a lot more Republicans taking credit for that bill than we actually voted for it. I see them out there, and now we're going to build this new bridge here. We're all for it. And by the way, this new road, and we're going to have an internet that's going to be all the way. I love them, man. They ain't got no shame. They don't have any shame. And we passed the CHIPS and Science Act. It's a groundbreaking law. We'll once again manufacture semiconductor chips that power our everyday lives, from our smartphones to our dishwashers, automobiles. But we're going to do it right here in America. This law is going to create, mark my words, this law is going to create tens of thousands of jobs. And it's going to bring billions of dollars, billions, not millions, I didn't misspeak, billions of dollars in investment to America to revitalize American manufacturing. Folks, it means we're going to build a future here in America with American workers and American factories using American-made products. And folks, we took on the NRA and we beat them. We flat beat them. I signed the first significant new gun safety law in nearly 30 years. But I want to make it clear to you, I'm not stopping here. I'm determined to ban assault weapons. I did it once before, and we're going to do it again.
We're going to do it for those families in Buffalo and Uvalde, Newtown, El Paso, Parkland, Charleston, Las Vegas, Orlando. I met with those families, virtually every one of them over these years. It's devastating what happened to them. Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to do it all for those kids who got gunned down on the streets every single day and never get recorded. Folks, we're going to do it for your kids who are learning how, instead of learning how to read and write, are learning how to duck and cover. Think of the kids going back to school those places. You saw what happened. They're scared to death. It's just wrong. It's just wrong. So this November, we have to ask every candidate, are you for banning assault weapons? Yes or no? If they say no, vote them out of office. Look, in my State of the Union address, I put forward a unity agenda that included taking care of veterans who were exposed to those burn pits. These pits are the size, literally, of football fields, 8, 9, 10 feet deep. In Afghanistan, Iraq, and elsewhere, that incinerate the wastes of war, tires, poisonous chemicals, jet fuel, and so much more, in some cases, bodies. And guess what? Too many of our soldiers are sleeping in quarters within 200 to 500 yards from these toxic pits. They're inhaling these poisonous fumes. They came home with headaches and numbness and dizziness and cancer, highest cancer rates ever. I just signed the PACT Act, it's called. Take care of these veterans. They need medical assistance to provide compensation. And we also have to provide compensation for those families that lost a soldier. It's a consequence of these burn pits. Folks, it's the least we could do for them.
I'm Brian Clark, ABC News.